Today's shiur is on the last daf of Masechta Shkalim, daf Chav Beis. We will begin with the Mishnah, Halacha Gimel, three lines from the bottom of daf Chav Aleph Amud Beis. The Mishnah begins, Bisar Kachei Kadoshim Shenitma, flesh of those korbanos which are considered the Holy of Holies, Kachei Kadoshim. And this includes an oilo, a chatas, and an asham. The halacha normally is that if these became pasul, we burned them in the Beis Hadeshin. As you find in the Taklum Charetin, three lines from the bottom, Yisorf Bifnim, the Beis Hadeshin Agadol. They were burnt in an area which was to the east of the Mizbeach Hachitzon, the Mizbeach that was in the Azara. To the east of that was this area, which was a place of ashes, called the Beis Hadeshin Agadol, Shehoyu Bazor, Shesham, Sorfim Psulei Kachei Kadoshim. And here is the famous rule, which is Nagei our entire sugya, Shekol Shepsulei Bakoidesh, Sorfim Oysoi Bakoidesh. Anything that became posel, any korban that became invalidated in the Beis Hamikdash, it was burnt at this Beis Hadeshin Hagadol. Sorfen Oysoi Bakoidesh. The question of our Mishnah is, what happens if you have korbonos that became tamei? What is the halacha there? Where are they burnt? Are they burnt on the Beis Hadeshin Hagadol, just like a korban that became posel? Or are they burnt outside of the Azara? And our Mishnah will tell us four shitos concerning this question. Begins the Mishnah, Besar Kachei Kadoshim, Shenitma, that became Tamei, Bein Ba'ava Tumma, Bein Bevlada Tumma, whether they became Tamei, from an Avatumma, which would be that it came, the meat came in contact with a Zov, or a Sheretz, or a Nevela, and thereby the meat became a Rishon Latumma, Bein bevlada tumma, or if the meat came in contact with a vlad, a child of tumma means a child of the av, which we would call a rishon latumma, something that had been contaminated by the av, something that had come in contact with a zav, a sheretz, or nevela, and thereby it was a vlada tumma, and the buster now that came in contact with the vlada tumma becomes a sheni latumma. Bein bifnim, bein b'chutz, whether the meat became tamei inside the Beis HaMikdash or whether it became tamei outside of the Beis HaMikdash. So what is the halacha? Where do you burn it? So we have four shitas. The first shita is Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai oimrim hakol yusarf bifnim. In all cases, the meat is burnt in the Beis Hadeshin Hagadol, just as if it would have been become posel by any other method, so too if it's tamei, it's burnt in the same place. Bifnim, there's one exception according to Beis Shammai, chutz mishenitma ba'av hatuma, unless it became tamei from an av hatuma, bachutz. If it became tamei from an av hatuma bachutz, because as the Tiferes Yisrael explains, now we have tarti l'reyusa. We have two things going against it. Number one, it's a tuma chamur, it's getting tamei. It came in contact with an avatuma. And number two, where did it become tamei? Outside of the Beis HaMikdash. So to bring it now inside, we're not looking to bring tuma into the Beis HaMikdash. So those are two mitigating factors why it should not be burnt inside the Beis HaMikdash. That's the only exception according to Beis Shammai. It's burnt outside. I should point out that Avatum and Vladatuma, we're going to see a question in the Gemara, what those terms actually mean. Normally, they mean, as we explained it to begin with, that something came in contact either with an Avatuma, a Zov, a Sheretz, or Nevela, or it came in contact with a Rishon Latuma, a Vladatuma. However, we will see one shot in the Gemara that Avatuma actually means anything that's tamei midaraisa, and vlad hatumah means anything that's tamei midarabonin. We'll see that at the beginning of the Gemara. Continues the Mishnah, Beis Hillel oimrim, hakol yisarv b'chutz. Beis Hillel is the second shita in this question, And Beis Hillel's opinion is that in all cases, when a Basar Kacher Kadoshim becomes Tame, it's burnt outside of the Azara, with one exception. Chutz Mishen Nitma B'Vlad HaTumah B'Fnim, unless it became Tame from a Vlad HaTumah, which means it came in contact with a Rishon LaTumah, this Basar is a Sheni. And where did the Tumah take place? It took place B'Fnim. So now, as the Tiferes Yisrael explains, we have Tarti LaTevusa. We have, number one, that it is a Tumah Kal, because it only became Tumah from a Vlad HaTumah, not an Avatumah. And number two, where did it happen? It happened Bifnim. It's not that you're bringing the Tumah in from outside, back into the Beis HaMikdash, but rather the Tumah has been generated in the Beis HaMikdash. If so, then Beis Hillel says you'll burn it inside. But in any other situation, you will always burn it outside. The third sheet, as we turn to Daf Chav Beis Amud Aleph, is Rab Lezer. Rab Lezer Oimer Shenitma Ba'av HaTumah Bein Bifnim Bein Bechutz Yisarf Bechutz Shenitma B'Vlad HaTumah Bein Bechutz Bein Bifnim Yisarf Bifnim. Rab Lezer's shita is that it depends on the severity of that which is metame. If the metame is an Av HaTumah, then whether it became Tame inside or outside plays no role. Rather, because it was Tame as a result of coming in contact with an Avatuma, the halacha is that it's a severe Tumah and it must be burnt outside the Beis HaMikdash. However, if it only became Tame from a Vlada Tumah, from a Rishon LaTumah, and thereby the Basar is a Sheni LaTumah, so then we're Mekel and we say it's not so severe. Bein Bechutz, Bein Bifnim, Yisar Bifnim. Then whether the Tumah took place inside or outside, you could burn it inside the Beis HaMikdash. And here the Achronim ask a question that, according to Rab Lezer, if Vlad HaTumah means what we normally understand it to mean, that it becomes in contact with a Rishon LaTumah and the Basar becomes a Sheni, true, it's more Kal than an Avatumah, but it is Tumah Daraisa. And if so, what is Rab Lezer's Swara that if it comes in contact with a Vlad HaTumah, we allow it to be burnt inside the Beis HaMikdash? After all, it is a Tumah Daraisa. And therefore, the Sefer Mishnas Chacham, it's brought down in the Mishnais and the Likutim, he is of the opinion that according to Rab Lezer, we must say that Rab Lezer is terming the word Avatumah not as we normally think as a Zov, a Nevela, or a Sheretz, but rather Avatumah means anything that's Tumah Midaraisa. Whether it's an Avatumah, whether it's a Rishon LaTumah, this is a nickname to call it an Av HaTumah. It means just like Av HaTumah is always Tamei Midaraisa, so we're referring to things that are Tamei Midaraisa. Vlad HaTumah, child of Tumah, according to this interpretation, means Tumah Derabbanan. Then Rab Lezer Shita makes a lot of sense. If it's Tamei Midaraisa, then wherever the Tumah happened, inside or outside the Beis HaMikdash, makes no difference. It becomes Sara Nisraf outside the Beis HaMikdash. But if the Tumah is only Midarabonin, and Midaraisa, this thing is not even Tameh, so then we allowed it to be burnt inside the Beis HaMikdash. So according to Rab Lezer, our main criteria is the severity of the Tumah. According to Rabbi Akiva, which is the last sheet of the four sheetos, Rabbi Akiva Omer, Makom Tumasai Shem Sreifasai. According to Rabbi Akiva, the criteria is not severity of Tumah, but rather the Makom Tumah. Since we have a halacha, Shekol Shepsuli Bakoidesh, Sorfen Oysoi Bakoidesh, whatever becomes possible in the Beis HaMikdash, you burn it in the Beis Hadeshen HaGadol. So Rabbi Akiva says, if it becomes Tumah in the Beis HaMikdash, that's the criteria which causes us to burn it in the Beis HaMikdash. Tumah has the same halacha as psul. Just like psul is burnt in the Beis HaMikdash, tumah in the Beis HaMikdash is likewise burnt in the Beis HaMikdash. However, if the tumah transpired outside the Beis HaMikdash, we're not going to go and bring the tumah inside, and we're going to always burn it outside the Beis HaMikdash. Begins the Gemara. And the Gemara begins with a machlokas between Bar Kappara and Rabbi Yochanan, exactly what the terminology of Avatum and Vladatum in our Mishnah, what it's referring to. Bar Kappara Omar, Av hatuma dvar Torah. Vlad hatuma medivreyem. Bar Kapora, in fact, says that the terminology in our Mishnah is not what we're used to in Gan Shas, that an av hatuma is something, is a zav, a sheretz, and a nevela, and a vlad hatuma is a rishon latuma. No, that's not what av hatuma means in our Mishnah, but rather av hatuma is anything that's metame midaraisa. Whether it is an actual av hatuma, or even if it's a vlad hatuma, in our Mishnah that's referred to as an av hatuma, and if it's only a tuma derabanan, that's what our Mishnah refers to as a vlad hatuma. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Rabbi Yochanan says different. Bein zeh dvar Torah. Rabbi Yochanan says that no, that both of them are dvar Torah. In other words, Rabbi Yochanan says that avatum and vladatum in our Mishnah is exactly what it is in Gan Shas. Avatum is from a zov sheretz nevela. Vladatum means not midrabonon, as Bar Kapora said, but rather vladatum means from a rishon latum. Says the Gemara, v'kasha de Rabbi Yochanan al de Beis Shammai. Rabbi Yochanan Shita, if in our Mishnah, Vlad Atum and Avatum mean what they mean in all of Shas, Rabbi Yochanan will have difficulty from Beis Shammai. Why? The Beis Shammai, I remember Beis Shammai, who was the first Shita in our Mishnah, what did they say? Hakol Yusarf Bifnim. In all cases, whether it's Avatum or Vlad Atum of Bifnim Bechutz, it's always burnt, Bifnim. Chutz, the only exception is, Mishenitma bi Av Hatuma Bechutz. If you have tarti l'reis, as we explained, the tumma is a severe tumma of avatumma. Plus, where did it happen? B'chutz. So you don't want to bring the tumma inside the base of Mikdash. That's the only exception where Beis Shammai will say that you burn it outside. So the question, according to Rabbi Yochanan, is the following. If we're going to say that avatumma and vlada atumma means what it means in all shas, so they're both the reisa. Ma bein avatuma b'chutz, ma bein vladatuma b'chutz, ze v'ze, loy dvar Torah hu. Aren't they both a dvar Torah? Aren't they both midaraisa? Why are you more makel, according to Beis Shammai, by a vladatuma b'chutz? That what? That I'm allowed to take it inside the base of Migdash and burn it, but a avatuma, I'm not allowed to do it if it became tummy outside. Why should a vladatuma be different than an avatuma? They're both deraisa. If they're both deraisa, they're both severe, so they should always, if it's bachutz, they should be burnt outside. Vafilu al de beisila loy maksha. The Gemara says, and if I go like beisila, I don't have a question on Rabbi Yochanan. I have a question on Rabbi Yochanan, even according to beisila. Why? The beisila lomar beisila was the second sheet of our Mishnah. They said hakol yisarf b'chutz, that the halacha is in all cases you burn it outside. Chutz, with the only exception, masha nitme bivladatum bifnim. If it has tartili limal yusa, if it was only a tuma from vladatuma, and where did the tuma take place? Inside, so I don't have to bring it from the outside in. It's already inside. Then what did Beis Hillel say? That's the only exception where you burn it, it's inside. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, I have a question. Rabbi Yochanan, who says that both avatuma and vladatuma are deraisa, ma bein vladatuma bifnim, ma bein avatuma bifnim, ze v'ze loy dvar Torah hu. Aren't they both midaraisa? And if so, why should there be a difference between a vladatuma bifnim or an avatuma bifnim? According to Beis Hillel, if it's an avatuma and the tuma took place bifnim, I'm a chuyiv to burn it outside the Beis HaMikdash. A vladatuma bifnim, I burn it inside the Beis HaMikdash. If they're both the araisa, so even a vladatuma should not be allowed bifnim. It should also have to go outside. The Gemara says on both of these questions that we asked on Rabbi Yochanan Shita, loihavubu rabbonon. The Rabbanan did not analyze an answer to these questions because, in fact, logically, it's a very difficult problem and the Gemara does not really have a satisfactory answer. Where did the Rabbanan attempt to give an answer in this inyan? Ela al debar kapara. The Chachamim only tried to give a good teretz to the questions that will come on Bar Kapara from our Mishnah. Why? The Bar Kapora al de Beis Shammai, the Kasha the Bar Kapora al de Beis Shammai. Because just like I had a question on Rabbi Yochanan Shita from Beis Shammai, I also have a question on Bar Kapora Shita from Beis Shammai. Why? The Beis Shammai, I remember Beis Shammai say, Hakol Yisarf Bifnim. you have to burn everything inside, chutz mishenitma b'ava tuma b'chutz, unless you have two things working against you, that it's a severe tuma of ava tuma, and where did it take place, b'chutz. That's the only case where Beis Shammai agrees that you burn it outside. The question is, according to Bar Kapora, ma bein av hatuma bein b'chutz, bein b'fnim, what's the difference if the av hatuma is inside or outside? Ze v'ze loy dvar Torah hu? Aren't they both asur midaraisa? What does Beis Shammai say? That the only exception is an avatuma that was nitma b'chutz. But if the avatuma is bifnim, then it gets burnt inside. The question is, why should it get burnt inside? We should take it outside also, because it's a severe tuma. So what's the difference if the tuma is on the outside or the tuma is on the inside? It should always be taken outside, according to Bar Kapora. So the Gemara says, on this the Rabbanan did think of an answer. And the answer is, Begain the Rabbi Kiva Omar, Mokum to Masay Shom to Hesrei Fosoi, because Beis Shammai will hold in this prat like Rabbi Kiva. What did Rabbi Kiva say? Now, what's the main criteria? Mokum to Masay, where the Tumah took place. And if the Tumah took place outside, it has to be burnt outside. So although the Beis Shammai doesn't agree with Rabbi Kiva all the way, because Rabbi Kiva holds it has to be burnt outside, whether it's an Ava Tumah or whether it's a Vlada Tumah, the criteria is always, where did the Tumah take place? If it took place outside, keep it outside. On that, Beis Shammai disagrees. If it's a Vlada Tumah and it took place outside, I can still bring it inside. Because what does Vlada Tumah mean according to Bar Kapora? Vlada Tumah means a Tumah Durabonin. So if it's a Tumah Durabonin, Beis Shammai holds, no, then you'll talk to bring it inside. Since Midarais, it's not Tumah anyway, it's only a Tumah Durabonin, I will burn it like all things that are burnt on the Beis Hadesh and Agadol. But concerning your question, then if so, a Ava Tumah on the outside should also be burnt on the inside. What's the difference if it's an avatum on the inside or an avatum on the outside? Memanushach. Either it should always be burnt outside or it should always be burnt inside. So the answer to that question is, on that one halacha, Rabbi Kiva, the Beis Shammai there will hold like Rabbi Kiva, that if it's a severe tumah of tumah daraisa, and if the tumah happened outside, then in fact, that's the only exception that it gets burnt outside. So they hold like Rabbi Kiva, but they don't hold like Rabbi Kiva all the way, because Rabbi Kiva holds that that's the din by Vlada Tumah also. Then the Gemara asks another question on Bar Kapor, and we're also going to have an answer on that question. Va'fila al de Beis Hillel loy makshia. Isn't it difficult on Bar Kapor from Beis Hillel? The Beis Hillel Amar Beis Hillel says, Hakol Yisarf b'chutz. Everything has to be burnt on the outside. Chutz, with the only one exception, according to Beis Hillel, Mishanitma b'vlada tuma b'fnim. When you have tarte l'tevusa, when you have both things are working in your favor. What are the both things? The tumah is not severe, it's only from a vlada tumah, which according to Bar Kapora means what? It's tameh midrabbanan. And where did the tumah happen? Bifnim. So you don't have to bring it from outside the base of English in. So we have both of those milas, then the halacha is that you burn it according to Beis Hillel on the inside. In every other case, you'll burn it on the outside. My question is, against Bar Kapora, Ma bein vlada tumah bein bifnim bein bechutz. Why do you make a difference in vlada tumah, which according to Bar Kapora means what? Tumah derabbanan. Why is there a difference if it's inside or where or it's outside? Zev is zev loy medivreyem hu. According to you, Bar Kapora, isn't the vlada tumah always medirabbanan? So if it's medirabbanan, what's the difference if it's on the inside or the outside? Even if it's on the outside, since I'm only dealing with a vlada tumah, I should be allowed to burn it on the inside. I'm only dealing with something tummy midrabbanan. Midrais, it's not tummy at all. So if it became tummy midrabbanan, go and bring it. Even if it became tummy on the outside, go and bring it inside the Beis HaMikdash. Why is there a difference? The Gemara says, no, on this already I have a teretz. Begain de Rab Shimon Omar, because Hillel will hold like Rab Shimon. And what did Rab Shimon hold? Macholoi umashkoi shal mitzayra. The food stuff, the drink of a mitzayra, whether it's Tameh Midaraisa, or even if it only has on it a Tumah Derabanan, and here will be Goyris like the Gra, in Ois Aleph, Ein Mevi'in LeGimel Machanois, you do not bring it into the Gimel Machanois, so we see a precedent from Rav Shimon, that something that's Tameh only Midarabanan, but yet it's not brought into any of the three Machanos, it has to remain outside with the Metzora, even if it's a Tumah Derabanan. So Memeila Beis Hillel holds like that also concerning the Bosser of Kotche Kotchim that became Tumah on the outside. Not only if it's a Tumah Deraisa should it not be brought inside the Beis HaMikdash, but even if it's only a Tumah Derabanan, it should likewise not be brought into the Beis HaMikdash to be burnt, similar to the Halacha that we find by Metzora that its foodstuffs are not, even if it's only a Tumah Derabanan, are not brought into the Gimel Machnais. Continues the next Mishnah, Halacha Dalad. Ivrei HaTomid Nitnin Mechatzi Keves Ulamata B'mariv. So, first of all, the Sforim tell us that the connection between our Mishnah right over here and the previous Mishnah is that the previous Mishnah was telling us about Kachim that became Pasul or Tomei, where they are burnt. And our Mishnah is speaking about Kachim that is valid Kachim. Where is it put on the Kevesh and on the Mizbeach on a regular basis for a Tomid daily or for a Musaf on Rosh Chodesh, a Musaf on Yontif? That's what our Mishnah is going to explain. And in order to understand exactly what the first line of the Mishnah was saying, let us look for a moment in the Korban Eda, learn it inside, the first piece there. It says the Korban Eda, Mechatzia Kevesh Olamata B'mariv. So first of all, you'll notice in the Mishnah that there is in parentheses the word B'mizrach. However, we see clearly from the Korban Eda that his girsa was B'mariv. Explains the Korban Eda, Koyanim Azoichim B'payis. The Kohanim who won the lottery, the Ivrei HaTomid, and they received the pieces of meat of the Korban Tomid, after it was shechted, and after the blood was sprinkled on the Mizbeach, on the corners of the Mizbeach, then they chopped up the meat, and then the Kohanim had a job to bring it on top of the Mizbeach. Lahaloisam. Lohoyu malamoisam bepamachas. They did not bring it up to the Mizbeach, going up the ramp, the Kevesh, which was on the south side of the Mizbeach, in one shot. Ela noistamaisam ala Kevesh. First they put the Ivrei Tomid down on the Kevesh. Vahilicham, vaholchem lelishas agozes. Then they would go to Kohanim to the lishas agozes. Likreyashma, they would read Kriyashma. Then they would come back, they fixed up the menorah, they would come back then and bring the Evorim on, up the ramp, up the Kevesh, and put it on top of the Mizbeach for Hakrava. Hakevesh orach lamed beiz amo, the Kevesh was 32 amas long, umichetzio lamata nois noisa. So that's what our Mishnah says. Ivrei HaTomid Nitnin Mechatzi Kevesh Olamata. It's 32 amas long. They were put originally, the Evorim, on 16 amas and lower. The first half of the Kevesh. And what side? The Reich of HaKevesh continues the Korbanate, Tezayin Amma. It was 16 amas wide. Ubechetche Shotzad Marev Hoyenais Naisam. They used to put it on the side, the westerly side. In other words, 8 amas. It was the lower 16 amas, the lower half, and it was the 8 amas in the width towards the western part, towards the Heichal and the Kotche HaKadoshim. And the reason it was put on the western part is because the Shechina is on the west, and therefore we wanted to put it as close on the Kevesh to the Shechina as possible. Continues the Mishnah. Shamusafim, a musaf of Yontif, nitnin mechatzi kevesh ulamata b'mizrach. It was put again on the lower 16 amas of the kevesh, but to which side? To the mizrach. You'll notice a girsa in parentheses b'mariv. Most rishonim have it the way we have it in our Mishnah b'mizrach. In other words, the tamid still went on the westerly part of the kevesh. However, the ivrei, the pieces of meat of the musaf of yontiv, that went on the eastern part. That's how most Rishonim have it. And we had to make sure that the limbs would not get mixed together, because nothing is supposed to be nikrav before the tamid shel shachar. So we had to make sure that the ivrei musaf of yontiv would not get mixed up with the ivrei hatamid, that it shouldn't happen, that they should be nikrav before the tamid. However, we find that Rashi and Sukkot of Nundalad Amid Beis, and Rashi elsewhere in Shas, is of the opinion that the correct girsa is b'mariv. In other words, if there was a musaf, then the tamid shel shachar, its ivrei, were put on the eastern part, and the musaf was put on the western part. And the reason for this, explains the Tiferes Sroel and the Tosfos Yontiv, is based on what we said before. Why was the tamid on a daily basis put on the westerly part? Because it should be near the Shechina. Since the korban musaf brought on Yontiv is on a higher madrega than the regular daily korban atamid, so for Keret, that's the one, those are the Yivorim that we wanted to be closer to the Shechina on the western side. So according to Rashi, the correct girsa here is what is in parentheses, b'mariv, that the musav of Yontiv was put on the western side, and for Keret, the tamid then was put on the Mizrach side. Continues the Mishnah, Shal Rosh Chodeshim, the Musav of Rosh Chodesh, Nitnin al Karkov, HaMizbech, was put on the Karkov of HaMizbech. What is the Karkov of HaMizbech? That is also known as the Soivev. This was the Amma Soivev. There was an Amma, a ledge, which there's different shitas of where how it was exactly, but according to one sheet at least, it was protruding from the Mizbech at 6 Amas high from the floor. The Mizbeach was 10 Amas high, and at the 6th Amma level, that's where this ledge was, and it surrounded the entire Mizbeach, and the Kohanim would walk around this Soivev, this Karkov, and that's where they placed the Avorim of the Musav of Rosh Chodesh, Milmalon. They would put it up on high. And the reason that they did it, the Gemara here is going to mention, the Yerushalmi, and also the Bavli and Sukkah, Daf Nun Dalet Amid Beis, the reason is because Kedei Lefarsim Shayom Rosh Chodesh, since not everybody knew that Beis Din had been Mekadesh the new month, so to make the Pirsim, it wasn't put down on the Kevesh as it normally was in the case of Tamid Shal Shachar or the Musav of Yontiv. By Musav of Rosh Chodesh, we wanted to let a Pirsim that everybody should know, so it was put higher, it was put on the Karkov, it was put on the Sovei. Continues the Mishnah, Hashkolim v'abikurim einu nahagin ela b'fnei abayis. Shkolim and Bikurim are only given when the Beis HaMikdash is in existence. And the reason for this is, the Meforshim explained, the Taklan Charetin says, Shkolim, what's the purpose of Shkolim? As we've learned in our Masechta, it was for the purpose of Korbonis. When there's no Korban, there's no Shkolim. What about Bikurim? So Bikurim, actually, we have a machlokis in the source between the Rivivon and the Taklan Charetin. The Taklan Charetin, it's in the third line on the left column of the Taklan Charetin. Ubikurim dechsiv reish bikuri at mascha tavi beis Hashem alekecha bezman sheyeshloch bayis yeshloch bikurim. When you have a beis hamikdash, you have bikurim. If you don't have a beis hamikdash, you don't have bikurim. The Rivivon says differently. The Rivivon says that since we have a halacha by Bikurim, you have to make a hanocha. You have to put it down in front of the Mizbeach. As the Pasuk says, V'nicha lefnei Mizbech Hashem. So when is there Bikurim? When you have a Mizbech Hashem. When there's no Mizbech Hashem, there's no Bikurim. So whatever the source is, the bottom line, which everybody agrees, is that Bikurim is not noyig, only bizman that you have a Beis HaMikdash. Avol says the Mishnah, continues the Mishnah, Meiser Dogen, Umeiser Behema, Ubechoyreis, Noyegin Bein Befnei Abayis, Ubein Shalei Befnei Abayis, Meiser Dogen, which means not only Meiser, it means Trimis and Meiseris, that is Noyeg, whether there is a Beis HaMikdash or whether there's not. As the Korban Eidah says over here, Noyegin Befnei Abayis, the Kedusha Soaretz Loi Betela. Kitchel, Shaita, the Kitchel, Asad Lavoi. There's a Kiddush in Eretz Yisrael until Mashiach comes. So Memela, the din of Meister Dagan applies. Or, as the Sifri in Parshas Korach tells us, because concerning Meiser, it says, L'chak Oilam, that it's given to Aaron and his children, L'chak Oilam, forever. So L'chak Oilam means that it's for all future generations, until Mashiach comes, there, even if there's no Beis HaMikdash, there's Halach of Trumas U'Meisers. Meiser Behema is compared to Meiser Dagan. Memela, it also should be Noyeg Bizman Hazeh as well. However, the Gemara in Bechairus and Daphne and Gimel and Aleph tells us that the Chachomim were Mevatel Meiser Behema Bizman Hazeh because they were afraid of somebody by accident doing Gizav Avoda on sharing the sheep, doing Avoda with the Behema, and therefore they were Mevatlet. Bechairus, as the Mishnah says, is Noig Bizman Hazeh, and that the Rabbanan didn't tamper with. Why? Because Bechairus is a kedusha merechem. It's by meiser behema we have to make it into a meiser. Every tenth one has to be made with a stick, making a red mark on it to show that it's meiser behema. We create the kedusha. So the rabbanan had a ability because of takola that they said there shouldn't be meiser behema bizman hazeh. Ma she'enkein bechor, which is kedusha merechem. So that kedusha saguf remains till bizman hazeh. However, what has to happen is that you have to wait till a mum comes in the bechor in order to be able to eat the bechor. Continues the Mishnah. What happens if a person was Magdish Kol Mabikurim, even though it's not Noyeg, only Bizman Beis HaMikdash, it is Kaidish. So what happens to it? On that, the first wide line of the Rivavon says, Bechorim Yirkevu, the Bechorim should rot, and Shkolim Yignezu, the Shkolim should be hidden, or as the Re-Cirillo says, that they should be thrown into the Yam HaMelech. They're Kodesh, but you can't do anything. There's no Beis HaMikdash, so you have to get rid of them in that way. Continues the Mishnah, Rab Shimon says, Ho'oimer Bikurim Kodesh, Einon Kodesh. If somebody says that Bikurim should be Kodesh, even B'riyevet, it's not Kodesh. According to the Tanakhama, L'chatchala, there's no Kedusha, but B'riyevet, if you did it, even Bizman Hazeh, it is Kodesh. According to Rab Shimon, it's not Kodesh. The Gemara is going to point out that it's not only Bikurim, but even Shkolim. Even though Rab Shimon just said Bikurim, but he means Shkolim as well, both Bikurim and Shkolim have no Kedusha B'riyevet, according to Rab Shimon Shita, and the Gemara at the end of the Masechta is going to say that the Halacha is like Rab Shimon. Says the Gemara, Ezo Karkav HaMizbeach, what is the Karkav HaMizbeach? Amma and Amma, ben Karen leKaren, between one horn and another horn, one corner of the Mizbeach and another, Mokum Hilich Ragla Kahanim, the place where the Kahanim walk. Now the Gemara has a Shaila, Musvei Shabbos, Musvei Rosh Chodesh, Mikoidem, what happens if you want to be Makriv, the Musav of Shabbos? It's Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, which one are you Makriv first? Rabbi Yirmiyah wanted to say that in this question, Musvei Shabbos, Musvei Rosh Chodesh, Kaidman, the Musvei Rosh Chodesh comes first. Chaylei, what is his proof? As the Taklan Chadatan explains, the word Chaylei means his raya. Chaylei de Rabbi Yirmiyah, Menadot, the raya of Rabbi Yirmiyah is from the following. Shiroi shall Shabbos and Shiroi shall Rosh Chodesh. On Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, which shir do you say first? The answer is Shiroi shall Rosh Chodesh Kaidim. The shir of Rosh Chodesh is first. And just like the shir of Rosh Chodesh comes before the shir of Shabbos, so too the Gemara thought, Rabbi Yirmiyah thought, that the korban of Rosh Chodesh will also come before the korban of Shabbos. Amar Rabbi Yosef said, Shanyahi, there's a big difference. Taman over there by the shear. You know why Rosh Chodesh comes first before Shabbos? Domer Rabbi Chiya b'Shem Rabbi Yochanan k'day lefarsmoy loydia shehu Rosh Chodesh. We have to mefarsim to everyone that it is Rosh Chodesh. As the Taklim Chadatan says in the middle of the left column, Hachi mitatzar Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yudah b'Bavli Sukkah the high chashivus avdin lekeira sheyakira called the pshitu lebezman shekitshu kilchasei v'lo yegamgem leiv adam alav the roiv b'nei adam leroch chidush halvana. Most people never saw the Chilush Havana. They don't know that Bezda was Mekadesh. So we want to be Mefarsimit, so we make the Shir of Rosh Chodesh even before Shabbos. But Zeu Dafke B'Shir, says the Takel Chadatin, Masha Enkein Linyan HaKrova, as the Menachem Meish of Nefesh explains, that by the HaKrova itself, there it's only, it's not the Fursim, there it's only by the Kahanim. So the Kahanim, in fact, do Shabbos first. As, and now we're going to not read according to the Gra in Ois Beis the next 10 words approximately, and we're going to go to the word Barum. Over there by Shir, it's Mefarsim, it's Rosh Chodesh. People shouldn't have a suffix, so we make the Shir of Rosh Chodesh first. But Barum, Bat Hocha, Musvei Shabbos and Musvei Rosh Chodesh. You have a question, which one to bring first? Musvei Shabbos Kaidman. For Hakrava, where in the Kohanim or Makrav the Korban, where it's not in public, there we do Shabbos first. Why? Because we have a famous rule. We have a Gemara Menachas, Al Shem, Kol HaTadr, Mechaveroi, Kaidem Es Chaveroi. Whatever is more usual, that's what you do first. Tadr, V'Sheein, Oi Tadr, Tadr Kaidem. Since Shabbos is more frequent than Rosh Chodesh, so we do Shabbos first. Continues the Gemara, explaining the next part of the Mishnah, Shkolim Bikurim V'Chulu. So this refers to Reb Shimon. What did Reb Shimon say in the Mishnah? That if you said it's Bikurim Bizman Hazeh, it's not Kaddish, even B'dieved. Now you'll notice that Reb Shimon only spoke about Bikurim. He didn't speak about Shkolim. So the Gemara makes a comment, HaShkolim Kitshu. It would come out, according to Reb Shimon, according to our Tana who quotes Reb Shimon, only Bikurim is B'dieved Bizman Hazeh, not Kaddish. But Shkolim B'dieved Bizman Hazeh is Kaddish. However, this is the way the Taklan Chadatan learns this piece of Gemara. Reb Shimon ben Yehuda, Mishum Reb Shimon, he disagrees with the Tan of our Mishnah. And he is of the opinion, bein elu, loikichu, that if Bizman Hazeh, if you said Shkolim, or you said Bikurim, according to both, the halacha is loikichu. Now the Gemara is going to ask a question on this from a Braisa. Tani, we learned in a Braisa. Geb Bizman Hazeh, tzorch lohavi kinoi revius kesef. The halacha is, the Gemara increases the Daf Tes tells us from a pasuk, Kochem kager, ye elifnei Hashem, that a ger has all the halachas just the way Klal Yisrael came under the Shechina. By Har Sinai, so too every ger has to go through four processes. Mila, Tvila, has to go to a mikveh. There's a shiloh whether he has to do the hazov dam on his body. That's a question, the third one. And the fourth one, which is bringing a korban, that he has to do as well. And now, Bizman Hazeh, where there's no Beis HaMikdash, so what should the ger do? He has a chiv to bring a korban, but he can't. So he should set aside an amount of money to bring the cheapest korban. The cheapest korban is a kan of birds. So how much does he put aside? Revius Kesef. And Revius Kesef, the mission increases. Daf Ches tells us that the cheapest pair of birds, it costs a quarter, at least a quarter of a dinner. So therefore, the Braisa says, a ger bizman hazeh should tzorach lohavi, means he has to set aside for his bird korban a revius kesef, a quarter of a dinner. Amar Reb Shimon said, bitlo Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was mevatel this halacha, this chiyuv, mipnei atakola. Because atakola, Taklan Chadatan says the takola is he may have by accident hanoah from this money. Mal mipnei atakola. Where do we find a precedent that there could be something wrong with a person having money of Hegdish in his possession? He could come to have a no from it. Kador etoni, like that which we learned in a Braisa. A Magdishin, we don't make Hegdish Bizman Hazeh. Veloy Marichin, we don't donate to the Beis HaMikdash the value of the Torah value, as we find at the end of Parsh B'chukosai, of a human, of a Jew. A man, a male, female, depending how old they are. We don't do that. V'loy machrimen. A person doesn't go to his possessions and say, this is cherim. The halacha in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, if he said it's cherim, it would go to the Beta Kabayis. The next four words, the gro is not goyris. We don't do it bizman hazeh. V'im higdish. What happens if he was magdish? Oy herich, oy hechrim. So then, we're not goyris the next two words according to the gro. The halacha is as follows. Haksus, if it's an article of clothing to serve, you have to burn it. Because there is Kedusha. He wasn't supposed to make Hegdish. But once he did it, there's Kedusha. What do we do with it? We burn it. Habehema Ta'akir, an animal you uprooted. What does that mean? Ketzad, how do you uproot it? Noyel Befonadel, you close the door in front of it. Vehimeismeyalah, you don't feed it. It dies on its own accord. You're not allowed to do a mice to be a dying to actually kill it. But if it dies by itself, that's okay. The Hamois and the money, Yelchul Yamamelech, should go to the Yamamelech. There's a very interesting Taklun Chadatin here, which is four lines from the bottom of the left side column. La Yamamelech, Mishim Deboy Shechika, Bishar Nahorsu, Yamamelech, Matl Beinel, Lechenom Yamamelech. Says the Taklun Chadatin that whenever it says throw it to the Yamamelech, you could really throw it in any river. However, in any river, you're going to have to first grind up the money so that nobody should find the money and use it. However, in the Yam HaMelech, because of the salt content of the Yam HaMelech, just by throwing it in, memela, it will become eroded. But Yam HaMelech is lav dafke Yam HaMelech. You could grind it up and throw it into any river. But what do we see? That these items maintain the Kedusha, and the Kedusha has to be dealt with. Now the Gemara wants to know by the halacha of a ger separating a revius kesef bizman hazeh, which Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was mevatel. So now we have a question: Avar, what happens if he avar vehigdish? He went ahead and he was magdishit. What is the halacha? Is it kadosh just like we found by the previous Brisa of Erechin and Charamin and Hegdish, that it does have Kedusha? Or maybe when Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was Mevatel with Ne'atakola, he said that it has no Kedusha whatsoever. The answer is, Min Mandi Amar Rabbi Shimon Bitla, from the fact that Rabbi Shimon says that Bitla Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai Ne'atakola, Hado Amra, you can figure out from that Avar V'Higdish Kachoy, that if he was Magdish, it's Hegdish. Because what did the Gemara say? Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was Mevatel Ne'atakola. Because perhaps the person will have enough from it. Is Mashma, if you were Mekadosh it, the Kedusha stays, and you're going to have a problem with Takola. It's not that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was saying it's not in effect the Kedusha at all. So the Gemara learns from that statement that if the Ger did set aside the Revius Kesef Bizman Hazeh after the Takon of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, it would be Kadosh. And on this, the Gemara is now going to ask a stira. Rabbi Yehuda Ansudraya, which is the name of a place, Rabbi Yehuda, who came from that place, boy, Kumei Rabbi Yossi, he asked the question from Rabbi Yossi, Ha'cha at Omar, and we now turn to Daf Chav Beis Amid Beis. Here you say, Kitchu, you say that if he, Bidi Evid, went ahead and the Ger set aside that Revius Kesef, it does remain Kadosh, Va'ha'cha at Omar, like Kitchu, and here you told me it's not Kadosh. Let's look in the Taklan Chadit in the second line, in the left column, how he explains this Gemara. Hainu Bishkolim, the Reb Shimon ben Yehuda, Alibid Reb Shimon. Where is the sheet of Reb Shimon ben Yehuda according to Reb Shimon? That when it says in our Mishnah that if he made Bikurim Bizman Hazeh, it's not Kaddish, it was not only Bikurim, it was also Shkolim. The Gam Bishkolim Svirule Delay Kitchu, Afbidi Eved. So it's a stira. By the Ger, the Korban of a Ger, you say Bidi Eved, it is Kaddish. And here in our Mishnah by Shkolim, you say Bidi Eved, it's not Kaddish. Now the Taklan Chadatin adds, Umi Bikurim Loi Kasha. Why don't you ask the Kasha directly from Bikurim? Why are you only asking the Kasha from Shkolim? That's not a Kasha. Mishum Di Mutu La Mikra. As you remember, we had either a pasuk about bias according to the Taklan Chadatin, or according to Rivivan, it was Mizbeach. But either way, there was a pasuk that told you that Bikurim is not Noyeg Bizman Hazeh. It's only Noyeg when you have a Beis HaMikdash and you have a Mizbeach. When Bikurim like Hashem, Mishum Di Mutu La Kra. There is no Bikurim Bizman Hazeh without a Mizbeach or a Mikdash. Avos Shkolim Salka Datach Bishum Takola Gam Kein Dumya De Revius Shel Ger. The Gemara thought that Shkolim Bizman Hazeh should also, there's no Kedusha because a similar Takana to Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, like the Korban of a Ger. Vim Kein, now is a steer. It's not a Pasuk that there's no Kedusha by Shkolim, but rather it's probably because of there's no, that he shouldn't by accident have a nor from it. Vimkain, amai lo kitshubidi avid, kumar revius shoger. That's the Gemara's kasha. What's the difference between the korban of the ger, the revius kesef, and the shkolim? Why is shkolim bidi avid not kadosh and the korban of a ger is kadosh? Amar Lehi responded to him, and from here until the end of the Masechta, we go on the right column, the Hagoyis HaGro, the way he's Goyris this Gemara. Amar Lehi, Tamon, over there, Ein Migdash. By the Shkolim, there is no Beis HaMigdash Bizman HaZeh. V'yaniach Achi Yibana Beis HaMigdash. What do you want him to do? Set aside the Shkolim that he donated until the Beis HaMigdash is built. Well, Shema Yibana Abayis Barishon. Maybe the Beis HaMigdash will be built on the, in the first month. It'll be built Aleph Nissen. And what are they going to have to do? V'titarim Trumas Halishkam and Achadosh Bizmana. They're going to right away have the new Taklin Charetin that we had in our Masechta, the new Shkolim. And for the new Shkolim, you're not allowed to use the old Shkolim. When are they going to do that? Be'echad B'Nissen. Right? So he's not going to be able, if he's going to give Shkolim Bizman HaZeh, so there's no Kedusha, you know why? Because there's nothing that he can do with it. And he may not be able to ever use it for anything because of, we're going to use the Taklin Charetin. But Vahocha over here by the Ger, Mayislach, what's the problem? When the Beis HaMikdash will be built, he will take that money that he set aside for the Kan Tzipor, and he will bring it to the Beis HaMikdash and get his korban and be makrovit. So one place there's more chash than the other. So that's why by Shkolim the halach is that it's not kaddish. Masha'en came by the korban of the ger, that money is kaddish. However, the Gemara is Messiahim. Rav Habnunav, Rav Adabar Ava, B'Shem Rav, they all said, Halacha k'Rav Shimon. The halacha is like Rav Shimon. And what does that mean? If we look at the last comment of the Taklin Charetin in our Masechta, on the left column, Demasnisen de Bikurim Loikachi. That the halacha is like Rav Shimon, not the way that we had it in the name of Rav Shimon ben Yehuda. It's not like Rav Shimon ben Yehuda Mishum Rav Shimon, who said that both Shkolim and Bikurim are not Kaddish. No, it's like the Tana of our Mishnah. And what did the Tana of our Mishnah say? The Bikurim, loy kachi. However, Shkolim is kachi. The chen kinoi shoger kachu. So the halacha lemaisa at the end is that only by Bikurim it doesn't have any Kaddish because we have a miut of the psukim. However, by Shkolim or by kinoi shoger, there the money does remain Kaddish. Hadrin Allah Perakola Raikum Slikalam Sechta Shkolim. Hadrin Allah Perakola Raikum Slikalam Sechta Shkolim. Hadrin Allah Perakola Raikum Slikala Mesecha Shkolim. And we'll just begin the new Mesechta, which is normally called Yuma, but the correct way to pronounce it is Yoma. And the Mishnah there begins Shivas Yomim Kodem Yoma Kippurim. Mafrishin Kohen Gadol Mibeisoy Lelishkas Parhedrin. That 7 days before Yom Kippur, we separated the Kohen Gadol, preparing for his entry into the Kodesh HaKadoshim on Yom Kippur. He was separated 7 days before, and the Gemara is going to have two limudim. From where do we know that the Kohen Gadol has to be separated before Yom Kippur? I just want to conclude with a brief remark from Yedidi Harav Noach Isaac Olbam Shlita, who said that there is a very obvious connection, perhaps, between Masechta Shkolim that we're concluding and Masechta Yoma that we are, Mirtz Hashem, going to begin. And that is that a person has a mission in this world to be Mekadesh Gashmias. Just like Shkolim, which is money, instead of money being the root of all evil, rather, the Masechta is teaching us that with money, a person can build Kedusha, he can bring Korbanis to the Beis HaMikdash, he can contribute to the Bedek HaBayis, the upkeep of the Beis HaMikdash, he can build shuls and Bat Midrashim, he can support B'nai Koilel, B'nai Yeshiva, tremendous amount of Kedusha that one could do with money. The same thing, Yoma, Masechta Yoma discusses the Kedusha of the Gavra, of a person, how a mere mortal can sanctify himself to the highest level, that he can be worthy to stand in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in front of the Shekhinah, to do the Avodah. May we be zocha to elevate and be mekadosh ourselves and our shkolim, our money.